The Book of the Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim. Chapter 1. The Song of Songs, which is Shelomas. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your carnal love is better than wine. For fragrance your oils are good. Your name is oil poured forth. Therefore the young women love you. Draw me. We run after you. The Sovereign has brought me into his inner rooms. We exult and rejoice in you. We praise your carnal love more than wine. Rightly do they love you. I am dark but lovely. O daughters of Yerushalayim, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Shelomah. Do not look upon me because I am dark, because the sun has tanned me. My mother's sons were displeased with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards. My own vineyard I have not kept. Make known to me, O you whom my being loves, where you feed your flock, where you make it rest at noon. For why should I be as one who is veiled? Because the flocks of your companions. If you do not know, O beautiful among women, go in the footsteps of the flock and feed your little goats beside the shepherd's dwellings. I have compared you, my love, to my filly among Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are pretty with ornaments, your neck with strings of beads. Let us make you ornaments of gold with studs of silver, while the Sovereign is at his table. My nard shall give its fragrance. My beloved is a bundle of myrrh to me, lying between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blooms in the vineyards of En-Gedi. See, you are beautiful, my love. See, you are beautiful. Your eyes are as doves. See, you are handsome, my beloved. Yes, pleasant. Also, our bed is green. The beams of our houses are cedar. Our rafters are of fir. Chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys. Like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the sons. I delighted in his shade and sat down, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the house of wine, and his banner over me was love. Strengthen me with raisin cakes, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. I have put you under oath, O daughters of Yerushalayim, by the gazelles or by the doers of the field. Do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases. The voice of my beloved, see, he is coming, leaping on the mountains, skipping on the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or like a young stag. See, he is standing behind our wall, looking through the windows, peering through the lattice. My beloved responded and said to me, rise up, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. For look, the winter is past, the rain is over, gone. The flowers have appeared in the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove has been heard in our land. The fig tree has ripened her figs, and the vines with the tender grapes have given a good fragrance. Rise up, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. O my dove, in the cleft of the rocks, in the covering of the cliff, let me see your appearance. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your appearance is lovely. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil the vines, and our vines are all blossom. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feeds his flock among the lilies, until the day breaks and the shadows have fled. Turn, my beloved, and be like a gazelle, or a young stag on the mountains of Bether. Chapter 3. On my bed at night I sought the beloved of my being. I sought him, but I did not find him. Come, let me arise and go about the city. In the streets and in the broad places I seek the beloved of my being. I sought him, but I did not find him. The watchmen who go about the city found me, to whom I said, have you seen the beloved of my being? I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him to the house of my mother and into the room of her who conceived me. I have put you under an oath, O daughters of Yerushalayim, by the gazelles or by the does of the field. Do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases. Who is this coming out of the wilderness? Like columns of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, from all the merchants' fragrant powders. See, it is Shelomah's couch. 60 mighty men are around it, of the mighty men of Yisrael, all of them holding swords, skilled in battle. Each one has his sword on his thigh, because of fear in the night. Sovereign Shelomah made himself a litter of wood of Lebanon. He made its posts of silver, its supports of gold, its seat of purple. Within it was decked with love by the daughters of Yerushalayim. Go forth, O daughters of Zion, and see Sovereign Shelomah with the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding and on the day of his gladness of heart.
Chapter 4. See, you are beautiful, my love. See, you are beautiful. Your eyes are as doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of shorn sheep which have come up from the washing. All of them bears twins, and not one loses her young. Your lips are like a cord of scarlet, and your speech is lovely. Your cheeks behind your veil are like a piece of pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David built for an armory, on which hang 1,000 shields, all the armor of mighty men. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle pasturing among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows have fled, I shall go my way to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. You are all beautiful, my love, and not a blemish is on you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride with me from Lebanon. Look, from the top of Amana, from the top of Shenir and Hermon, from the dens of lions, from the mountains of the leopards. You have put heart into me, my sister, my bride. You have put heart into me. With one glance of your eyes, with one bead of your necklace, how beautiful have been your carnal love. My sister, my bride, how much better than wine is your carnal love, and the fragrance of your perfumes than all spices. Your lips, O my bride, drip as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. A garden locked is my sister, my bride, a fountain locked, a spring sealed up. Your plants are an orchid of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, with henna, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices, a garden spring, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, O south. Blow upon my garden, let its spices flow out. Let my beloved come to his garden and eat its pleasant fruits. Chapter 5. I have come to my garden, my sister, my bride. I have plucked my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, and drink deeply, O beloved ones.
I was sleeping, but my heart was awake. The voice of my beloved, he knocks.
Open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is drenched with dew, my locks with the drops of the night.
I have taken off my robe. Should I put it on? I have washed my feet. Should I dirty them? My beloved put his hand by the latch, and my feelings were deeply moved for him. I rose to open for my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with flowing myrrh. On the handles of the lock I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and had gone. My being went out when he spoke. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen who went about the city found me. They struck me, they bruised me. The keepers of the wall lifted my veil from me. I have put you under an oath, O daughters of Yerushalayim, if you find my beloved, that you inform him that I am faint with love. What kind of a beloved is your beloved? O beautiful among women, what kind of beloved is your beloved that you have put us under oath? My beloved is dazzling and ruddy, chief among 10,000. His head is refined gold, his locks are wavy, black as a raven. His eyes are like doves by streams of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are like a bed of spices, raised bed of scented plants. His lips are lilies, dripping, flowing myrrh. His hands are rods of gold set with beryl. His body is carved ivory, covered with sapphires. His legs are columns of marble, founded on sockets of fine gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, and he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem.
Chapter 6.
Where has your beloved gone, O beautiful among women? Where has your beloved turned aside? Let us seek him with you. My beloved went down to his garden, to the bed of spices, to feed his flock in the gardens and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies. Oh, my love, you are as beautiful as Tirzah, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with banners. Turn your eyes away from me because they overcome me.
Your hair is like a flock of goats that have hopped down from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep that have come up from washing. All of them bear twins, and not one among them has lost her young. Your cheeks behind your veil are like a piece of pomegranate. There are 60 sovereignesses and 80 concubines, and innumerable young women. My dove, my perfect one, is the only one of her mother, the choice of the one who bore her. The daughter saw and called her blessed, sovereignesses and concubines, and they praised her. Who is she who shines forth as the morning, beautiful as the moon, clear as the sun, awesome as an army with banners? I went down to the garden of nuts to see the budding of the wadi, to see whether the vine had budded and the pomegranates had bloomed. I did not know. My desire made me as the chariots of my noble people. Return, return, O Shulamith. Return, return, and let us look upon you. Why should you look upon the Shulamith? As it were the dance of two armies. Chapter 7. How beautiful are your feet in sandals, O daughter of a noble! The curves of your thighs are like ornaments, the work of a craftsman's hands. Your navel is a rounded bowl. Let it not lack mixed wine. Your body is a heap of wheat, hedged about with lilies. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes, pools in Cheshbon, by the gate of Bath Rabim. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon, looking to Damasek. Your head upon you is like Mount Carmel, and the hair of your head like purple. The sovereign is held captive by the ringlets. How beautiful and how pleasant you are, O love in delights! This stature of yours compares to a palm tree, and your breast to clusters. I said, let me go up to the palm tree, let me take hold of its tips, and please let your breast be like clusters of the vine, and the fragrance of your breath like apples, and your palate like the best wine, going down smoothly for my beloved, flowing gently, slumbering lips. I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me. Come, my beloved, and let us go forth to the field. Let us stay in the villages. Let us go up early to the vineyards. Let us see whether the vine has budded, the grape blossoms have opened, the pomegranates have bloomed. There I give you my carnal loves. The love apples have given fragrance, and at our gates are all pleasant fruit, new and old, which I have laid up for you, my beloved. Chapter 8.
Who would make you a brother to me? Who nursed at my mother's breasts? Should I find you outside, I would kiss you. I would not be despised. I would lead you. I would bring you into the house of my mother. She has taught me. I would give you spiced wine to drink of the juice of my pomegranate. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. I have put you under an oath, O daughters of Jerusalem. Do not stir up or awake love until it pleases. Who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Under the apple tree I awakened you. There your mother was in labor with you. There she was in labor, gave birth to you. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as Sheol. Its flames are flames of fire, a flame of Yah. Many waters are unable to extinguish love, and floods do not wash it away. If one would give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned. We have a little sister, and she has no breasts. What do we do for our sister in the day when she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we build upon her a battlement of silver, and if she is a door, we would enclose her with boards of cedar. And if she is a door, we would enclose her with boards of cedar. I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. So I became in his eyes as one who found peace. Shelomah had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He let out the vineyard to keepers. Each one was to bring for its fruit 1,000 pieces of silver. My own vineyard is before me. O Shelomah, 1,000 belongs to you, and 200 to those who keep its fruit. You who sit in the gardens, the companions, listen for your voice. Let me hear it. Hurry, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountains of spices.